welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the Snowflake Sucking Vibrating Blowjob Masturbator from Acme Joy. So this is another sucking, vibrating kind of blowjob masturbator. And the way it works is it sucks, but it doesn't suck the way like it's trying to suck you into it. It sucks the insert, which causes the insert to tighten. So this kind of simulates a girl, you know, tightening her pussy on you, or just like a really kind of aggressive hand job. I reviewed a toy recently just like this. My one complaint was it didn't crank on your dick. It was a very gentle, controlled kind of tightening. This one cranks on your dick, but we'll talk about that. So it has kind of a, almost looks like a vegetable, like a gourd. It has like kind of a weird kind of thing. I guess this prevents it from rolling away, because it'll like land on one of its flat edges. Anyway, so that's pretty cool. It has power button. This is the suction button and a vibrating button. This is the release button. It's kind of hard to see. There's a button right here where my thumb is, which will release the pressure from the suction in case it starts to hurt. On the back, you have another button. I'm not really sure what this button does. I haven't figured that out yet. And then this is where the charge cable plugs in, which is here, and it's a USB-C. So you get a free USB-C cable with your purchase. All right, so we take the cap off. It's a generic hole. It doesn't look like a vagina or a mouth or anything specific. So you can make this in your imagination, whatever orifice you're into, which I always appreciate. I always find it weird when a blowjob toy has a vagina-shaped insert. Anyway, so there are a couple of interesting things about this toy that I think are pretty unique and worth pointing out. Number one, the bullet vibrator is actually attached to the toy. Normally what I see is a bullet vibrator on a wire, and there'd be like a pocket inside the insert, and you have to kind of like put the bullet vibrator in the insert and then put the insert in the toy. This one, the bullet vibrator is attached to the toy itself, and there's like a little kind of a divot in the insert. So the insert rests against the bullet vibrator, but the bullet vibrator doesn't go in the insert. So I thought that was pretty cool, pretty unique. Makes it a little bit easier, because I really don't like having to pull the bullet vibrator out when I'm cleaning the insert and then having to put it back in. And it makes cleanup and assembly really more of a pain in the ass than it should be. So a nice little touch. They put the bullet vibrator there. So you can put this. The other thing is, this part of the toy, the part I'm touching with my finger, has a hard plastic ring in it. So you can see it. Well, it's hard to tell. Like, it's not rigid. It's not like solid. It's plastic. So it has some give to it. But it's solid enough. And the purpose of this ring, is to keep the insert from getting sucked down into the toy when the suction is happening. See, I've seen this a lot with a lot of suction toys. You turn them on, feels good, and then the insert starts to actually get sucked into the toy, which can be really annoying, because if the insert gets sucked in, not only does it break the vacuum, but, you know, like, it can cause an issue. All right, so this plastic ring that's on this part of the toy keeps the insert from getting sucked into the toy. All right, so let me show you how it works. You hold down the power button, turns on. Right.
A few minutes later.
For some reason, you have to turn it on. When the light comes on, it's turned on. This thing's kind of a pain in the ass to turn on. Like, do I hold the button? Do I click the button? I don't know. But when the light comes on, that's when it's ready to go. So you click it. And you might... Can you see it? You can see, look, here, look, you can see into it. See the inside of it? That's kind of a pulsing kind of thing. That's the suction. All right, so that's what it's doing. I'll show what that feels like with a thing. But there's also vibrations. Maybe hard to hear, but the bolt vibrator, I can feel it in the toy. It's a pretty powerful bolt vibrator, too. Like, now it's on high. So, yeah, you can feel that. Anyway, to demonstrate this, I'm going to actually use this purple dildo, which I was given for this for these sorts of things. I'm going to use some lube, too, because sometimes I don't use lube, and then it's really a pain in the ass to get anything in it. So let me just show you what this does. All right, so I'm going to stick this in. All right, so I'm not even touching it. You can see how it sucks it in? Now, it's not sucking it deeper and deeper. It's just creating some tension. It's like pulling it in, and there you go. So what can you do with this? Essentially, what you do, if you've ever used a fleshlight is very simple. You basically, it's a plastic shell with a pocket pussy in it, and you go up and down on your dick. What these toys do is you can go up and down on your dick as it's tightening on you. Now, let me show you. It actually is hard to pull out. Like, it's sucking, it's holding you in. So you're basically fighting the toy as you're using it like a pocket pussy. And you can also hit the button to make it suck longer. Look at that. Oh, now it's trying to spit it out. Look at that. Isn't that crazy? So it's like sucking it deep down in there, and then it's like releasing it. So yeah, now the lube is working. You see, now just look at this. Look, I'm not even touching it. Let me push it in, okay? Watch. Isn't that wild? Anyway, okay, let's turn it up. Let's turn up even the next setting. Look at that. Look how hard that sucked. It sucked it all the way in. Man, all right, okay. So, well, again, the way you use this is, hold on. Get the suction going, right? You go in there and you like kind of, you use it like a pocket pussy, like a fleshlight, but it's like tight. It's like, there you go. Get a little queef, you know? But yeah, so you get like a tightening, a really strong tightening. Now, if it gets a little bit too intense, you can just hold down this button, this little white button, and that'll kind of release the pressure. Oh, that's what this button does. I figured out what this button does. What this button does here, this is the climax button. So I've seen toys have this. A climax button is basically you hit that button and everything gets turned up to 10 at that moment. So when you're about to come, you hold down that button and then it just turns everything on. So it gets really tight and the vibrations go super powered and it's there to like, as you're about to come, you hit that button and it just goes bam. Look, you can hear it. You hear that? That's so, look at that. It just sucked it all the way in. Okay. Yeah. Oh my God. Get it. Ah, there we go. See that? Anyway, so this, okay, just so you know, like this thing, you can't hurt yourself with this. That's what this button on the front's for. This button on the front is so you don't hurt yourself. You get the idea, okay? Okay, let me turn this off. All right, so you get the idea. So, anyway, this is basically it's like a fleshlight. You masturbate with it. You don't just want to hold it on your dick. That's not going to feel good. You want to masturbate with it like a fleshlight, but it's going to be sucking and tightening on your dick and vibrating, and it feels really good. This is one of like my favorite kind of toys. So there's like three basic classifications of toys that I've run into. You got the toys that spin, and you got the toys that thrust or telescope, sometimes they're called, and you got the toys that tighten and suck. They all offer a little bit unique experience. Obviously, I'm a big fan of the spinning toys. The telescoping ones are good too. They're more realistic because obviously a vagina doesn't spin. These ones are very intense. It gets tight. It gets real tight, and you can't hurt yourself. So make sure if you're using this toy, you are riding this button on the front to release the pressure if it starts to hurt. But this feels really good. It obviously gives you a good experience. If you like, I'll just real talk. If you're into anal, if you like a good tight butthole, this is a highly recommended toy. Because the whole reason why anal feels good is because it makes the butthole tight, feels good going in, squeezes your dick. That's what this does. So I know the toy is called a blowjob masturbator, but really it's just, it could be a butt, it could be a mouth, it could be a vagina, just it's a tightening, sucking type of experience. And it gets... You saw me. I had to fight it. When I hit the climax button, it just did not want to let go. So anyway, I really like the ring. The fact that this insert can't get sucked down into the toy is a huge, huge benefit. I've seen so many toys where the insert gets sucked down into it. This one can't because of that plastic ring. So whoever came up with that idea, good job. Good job. And in fact, I have no complaints about this. This toy, this is great. It has every feature that I could possibly want with a toy like this. It has the tightening, the sucking. It can really crank on your dick. And the insert doesn't get sucked in. The insert doesn't look like a vagina, which for some reason a lot of toys do. It's perfect. And you get a free USB-C cable, which you can use to charge the toy. And you can use it for like your phone or anything that uses the USB-C, which is a lot of electronic devices these days. So I have no complaints. It's perfect. Now, it's a little bit pricey. It's about $91 MSRP. I do have a coupon code. So you can use a coupon code, save about $10. It's still kind of expensive. But I would say, you know, it's just under $100. That's a pretty fair price for a toy of this quality with these features and this powerful of functions. $100 is probably pretty fair. So you're getting it for $80-ish because of the coupon. That's pretty fair. That's a pretty good deal for a toy like this. But just be aware. So if you haven't tried like a toy, like a toy like this, if you've only used your hand or if you've only used like a pocket pussy or a fleshlight, this is a good experience, particularly if you like anal or if you like, you know, really aggressive blowjobs. That's what this toy represents. I would say it's probably closer to anal than a blowjob, though, because with a blowjob, you know, she or he, depending on how you swing, you know, she's licking your dick, she's kind of giving you a hand job, she's kissing it, she's, you know, maybe she sucks on it, maybe she just kind of deep throats it. There's a lot going on with the blowjob. This toy simulates the sucking, but it doesn't simulate the rest of it. I'd say that the experience is probably closer to anal. So if you're into that, which, I mean, who isn't? Who isn't into some good anal? Good, tight, sucking anal. Anyway, there you go. So that's my review. High recommend. It is a little bit pricey. I do have a coupon code. Check it out. No complaints. Perfect toy as far as I'm concerned. So there you go. So thank you, Acme Joy, for sending me this toy. Check out the coupon code. Check out the website. I think the coupon code might be good for the whole site, too. So maybe you're not interested in this toy, but you could check out the whole site and try it on a different toy. Anyway, this is Turd Flingy Monkey. Thank you very much for watching, and we will see you next time.